KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
President Cyril Ramaphosa says South Africa will not be pressured into taking sides in international conflicts, especially by global powers. He's reaffirmed the country's stance of active non-alignment during a dialogue at the Goldman Sachs conference in Johannesburg. The discussions focused on economic growth and South Africa's approach to international relations, including the ongoing Russia-Ukraine war.
Globally, we are a small player, and some people say that we punch above our weight, and some people say we're too noisy. And maybe we are noisy, but we seek to craft peace, but we also seek to advance the interests of South Africans.
The opening of the KZN legislature is due to get underway this hour. AmaZulu King Misuzulu Kazwelithini will do the honours. Members of the provincial cabinet and other guests and dignitaries have taken their seats. Provincial Legislature Speaker Nontobeko Boyce says they've made preparations for the arrival of some 3,000 guests.
Concerns that were raised earlier by the royal household, we took them very seriously and we addressed them with SAPS and the Premier. We are glad that government has provided the high-level security that is here. There are checkpoints, but there is a high presence of security personnel.
Premier Tamin Dooley will deliver his State of the Province address tomorrow. A health expert says government should hold a roundtable discussion on the rising cost of private health care. Minister Aaron Motsoaledi said earlier this week that private services have become an uncontrollable expenditure. He says medical price inflation affects every aspect of the economy, with ordinary citizens left to carry the burden. Health expert Angelique Kutsia says it's not entirely unique to South Africa.
If you want services, you are going to pay. If you go into any of the African countries and you also would like to get better healthcare services, you're going to pay for it because a lot of services are not covered at the standard that maybe you need for your specific disease.
The minister mentioned that South Africa is one of two countries where patients still pay cash for health services, the other being the US. And actor Gene Hackman's been found dead alongside his wife Betsy at their home in New Mexico. The two-time Oscar winner is perhaps known for playing Lex Luthor in the original Superman films. Officials in Santa Fe don't believe there was any foul play. Sky's Matthew Thompson says the couple was notoriously private.
They sort of retreated into relative obscurity. They left LA, they left the bright lights, and they moved to New Mexico. Amazing photographs just published last year of him and his wife Betsy out for lunch in Santa Fe. And I was just reading, it was the first time that they'd been spotted together in public for over 20 years.
Durban 29 this afternoon, Pietermaritzburg 26, Richards Bay 27. The top story, President Cyril Ramaphosa says South Africa will not be pressured into taking sides in international conflicts, especially by global powers. Go to ecr.co.za for the latest news. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mphahlele.